Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, new customers can make any $5 bet on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in bonus bets if you win. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Welcome in to a Tuesday Tuesday.
Tuesday Tuesday? That's what a treat.
I'm Susie Hunter.
Brendan Vogt.
We got Brendan Vogt in the house.
Hey, everyone.
Our favorite baseball guy.
Oh, it's fun to be back in studio hanging with you, Susie. Fun fact for the audience. One time I called her Susan just to gauge if that was her name. It's not.
It's
and she doesn't like
Susan.
It when you call her. So Susie Hunter.
It's not my name.
It's not your name. I didn't know, but now I know.
It's not my name. I should have been like, who's Susan? Did I say that?
I think you did. I think that's exactly
that happens
how you
to be on like
reacted.
Dating apps where like they'll be like, "Hi, Susie," and they'll spell it wrong.
Yeah, I also spelled your name wrong in our first Slack chat. We've come a long way together.
We have come a long way. The other day on one of the apps, someone like called me Kimmy.
On a dating app?
Yeah.
Just got
the
your name
intro
wrong.
Message. Got it completely wrong.
Just a copy paste job.
Like they, but
it's
they
like the cover letter. You got to swap out the company. You know, you can't just.
But they did enough. They were like, oh, I've seen you do Nacho Scout, and you do this, and you do that. Like, that's so amazing. So, like, he put so much research into my life for an opener, but then called me the wrong name. And I have been shook ever since. I don't understand.
Little dating advice for you fellas at home. Start with the first name. Get that right.
It's just, such an easy place to start. We have a pretty good show today.
I'm excited.
Are you a WBC guy?
No, I kind of am. My interest in it wanes and waxes. And I was going to ask
wanes
you.
Wanes and waxes.
I know. Very impressive vocabulary.
Oh, my God.
I was gonna
Did
ask
you just
you,
study for the SATs?
No. I didn't even study for the SATs when I was taking them. I'm curious. I don't know if I'm like, we're jumping into this too early already, but I wanted to ask
nothing
you.
Nothing is too early.
What you thought about the general kind of fan connection to the event right now. Like, do baseball fans really care about that?
I think, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. Because it's like, we do get to see, I mean, first of all, we'll get to see, you know, players from across the country that we don't see playing
right,
here.
Right.
But then we'll also see guys that we know, like big superstars, big names, playing on different teams.
Sure.
We'll talk about this in a little bit, but, you know, we could potentially see Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani face each other.
That's fun.
And that is something that we obviously would not get to see till maybe next season when Shohei's playing somewhere else.
Nice.
Which again,
no, for, that's a
we
great
get
point
into.
Though. Like all we want to do is see so many of these guys play in different situations when it matters, when it can be a little more fun.
Yeah.
And for fellas like Mike Trout, we may never get to see that. But this event is a good, there's so much talent around the world right now.
Yes.
That for whatever place the league is in with its relationship to, you know, a fan base and hoping to grow that, the players on the diamond, on the field, they're as good as they've ever been.
Yes. Do you know who is on who's playing for their respective countries, who is from the Rockies?
I know Kyle Freeland is representing Team USA. Who else do we got?
So is Daniel Bard.
Oh, let's go. Good for you, Daniel Bard.
And that's it.
Well earned.
Trevor Story was supposed to be part of the World Baseball Classic, but he did not make. He's injured.
Right.
His arm fell off. I think that's the medical term.
Right.
Yeah. So that's it for Rockies on Team USA.
Cool for Freeland, though, who's just constantly representing. He's a Colorado boy, representing Colorado, representing the Rockies for Team USA, representing his country at the World Baseball Classic. He's one who puts on for his city and his country.
Yes, he does. You know what Bud Black always says about Kyle Freeland?
What's that?
He says he is good for Colorado and he's good for baseball.
This is true.
And I would argue he's also good for America.
That now there's no argument. That's what I'm getting at. Kyle Freeland, you, sir, are a patriot.
Yeah, I just ripped his headphones off and I think he's just already sick of hearing me.
Yep, we're producerless for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, we got Yaya producing the show today, which is really exciting.
I love his energy.
Just like we have a rotating cast of co-hosts, we have a rotating cast of producers this week, too.
Where is Patrick? What is he, like on another planet or something?
Patrick is on vacation.
Oh, good for him.
Not on another planet where he came from.
I was going to say, also known as home.
He went back home to Mars for a couple of days to see some family.
What do you think Patrick does on vacation? Crunch patty stats? That's my top
what
guess.
What does Patrick do on vacation? I would bet that he has an itinerary of historical things to see
Fact.
In Austin. He's
Very
in Austin,
true.
Texas.
Okay. Good city. Good city.
A great city. I bet he is trying new coffee shops.
That sounds right.
I bet
he is a museum guy, isn't he?
He strikes me as a museum guy. Yeah. He's a guy who appreciates history.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. We lost our monitor. Are we still live? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. We'll do
okay. We're like all having a day.
I came into
this show with really chaotic energy. And now Yaya has really chaotic energy. Yaya's crushing it though.
You're off to a great start, Susan.
I am. Thank
yeah,
you.
Don't trip.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's get back to WBC
rundown?
Stuff.
Okay.
Let's get. But we actually do plan a show. Believe it or not, it's crazy because this does not sound like a planned show. No. Let's talk about the World Baseball Classic again. Team Venezuela is going to be lit. And Herman Marquez, of course, is representing Team Venezuela.
That makes sense. And then who else is out there?
You know, apparently it looks like Ulys Chacin is also on the roster.
That's awesome. Herman Marquez is his stuff is filthy, man. His stuff is filthy. I wonder if he's a kind of guy that could pop in this event. And then let's see other representatives. Oh, Jake Bird sneaking on Team Israel. Jake Bird.
Yes, Jake Bird on Team Israel.
That's exciting.
I always love.
Who are your obviously you're rooting Team USA. Do you have any other rooting interests at the World Baseball Classic?
Any rooting interests?
Is it just Rockies players around the globe?
You know, I'm gonna root for all the Rockies guys, of course. I mean, I gotta root for my faves. I really want to see Mike Trout put it out there. Mike Trout said that he would love to face Shohei Ohtani, so I'm rooting for that matchup.
No, I think all baseball fans should be.
I think that would be so fun, and I would love to see I would love to see some guys that we've never heard of just absolutely bawling out.
Sure.
I would absolutely love that. Let's keep with the WBC topic.
Sure.
Carlos Correa, it was just announced that he is sitting out the World Baseball Classic I guess this is apparently a joint decision with him and his team, the Minnesota Twins, because his wife is expecting a baby.
Oh.
Right. The same week the World Baseball Classic starts.
I was thinking this would be related to physicals and all that.
You would think since multiple teams had issues with his physical. But I think that also kind of plays into it because if he is doing spring training and then doing the World Baseball Classic and then flying back for his wife in labor and then being, dealing with a newborn, I hear they're exhausting.
That's what they tell me.
That's what I've heard. I've never had one. All right. Welcome back to the DNVR Rockies podcast. We are just doing a little reset after Yaya screwed. No, he did not.
Come on, Yaya. Where's Kale?
I probably did screw something up.
Where's
and
Kale?
I'm just pretending I did it the whole time. That's my MO.
That's your MO. No, you crush it every single day. You've been really good at your job lately also.
Thank you very much. Except for right now.
Except the one for time. Right now.
Yeah. I needed to fix everything.
Where the show died in 8 minutes in. We're going to continue with baseball headlines. We were talking about Carlos Correa. We were talking about newborns. Oh my God, does Yaya hate babies?
That's what it is. He heard newborn and he just pulled the plug.
He heard me talking about my nephew and was like, now we're ending the show.
My wife wants to have a kid, so it might have been
that.
Subconsciously, I'm just no, not today.
Oh, you're too young to have a kid.
Yeah, don't do that.
You're not mature enough.
Next year, we're actually having a kid, just so you guys know.
Wow, breaking news on the DNVR Rockies podcast.
Breaking news.
All right, well, that's concerning, but we'll get to that later. World Baseball Classic.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. Let's stay in our lane. So Carlos Correa sitting out the World Baseball Classic. Part of it, well, I guess the main reason he said was because his wife is expecting a child. So the World Baseball Classic starts March 8th.
I think he's lying. I think it's the ankle. I want that take on record. I think he's lying. That's a separate take from hers, the credentialed baseball. She has no thoughts. I think he's lying. So.
I don't think he's lying, but I think it definitely has something to do with the decision. Yeah. Because when you... So just dealing with spring training and having a newborn on the way in the middle of it, that's enough.
That's
a lot of traveling. That's a lot of juggling.
New team, too. There's a lot going on.
Same team.
Oh, right. Okay. You're right. Sorry.
I know it's really hard to keep track.
I was thinking that he actually signed with the Mets for a second, but I know that he didn't.
He almost signed with so many other people.
He still has a lot going on. He still has a lot going on.
So. He does. So he and the Twins thought it was best, and especially because, I mean, I'm assuming that maybe his injury history went into play.
I would think so.
You don't want to push it too far.
Guess it's the baby. Good excuse. Adam always uses his kids as an excuse. So.
Always blame the baby. I'm going to start like blaming my kids that I don't have for things. Like, I got to leave work early. My kids got something.
You should, actually. I don't think anyone would call you on that.
They'd be like, wait, you've had a child this whole time?
Is it inappropriate to claim that a mother's lying about her status as a mother? Like in modern society, am I allowed to go, bullshit?
I don't think you can.
All right. Well, then you should use that excuse.
I don't think you can. So I think I'm gonna do this.
Why? And then now you guys are questioning why I want to have a kid. You just gave me the perfect reason why.
Now, you know, we just helped you work through your fears of having a child. Am I a therapist? Let the people decide. I think I am.
Susie finding her calling. You're a sign-based therapist. What do I say? Is it astral sign? Is it, what's it, birth sign?
A zodiac? Astrology? Zodiac?
Astrology?
Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Scorpio. Is that it? Is that one of them?
That is one of them.
All right. Well, that's how you do your therapy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, my therapist says that I'm ready to graduate from therapy.
Oh, I'm excited.
Which is like
for
actually
you.
Kind of huge. If anyone's ever
Wait,
been in therapy,
can you graduate? From
I didn't
therapy?
Know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, if you're going in for a certain goal and like you've accomplished that goal, then you don't need to go to therapy anymore.
This sounds like your therapist just like, Susie, you can't keep coming here anymore.
She's like, I'm so sick
therapist
of you.
Therapist has had enough.
No. She has it. I keep her in stitches. My therapist thinks I'm hilarious, which is probably not a good sign, but
she might have to think that. That's all right. We move on. We digress.
We're going to move on. We're going to continue moving on with the WBC talk. We haven't talked about Team Japan yet. Mm. We mentioned that Mike Trout would love to face his Angels teammate, Shohei Ohtani. Mike Trout said, quote, okay, also, this is the other thing. Let me backtrack a little bit.
Go for it.
Mike Trout said that he would love to face Shohei, but also apparently Shohei told him that Shohei does not think that he is even the best person on Team Japan. So I don't know if he's being modest, but if that's the case.
That's another lie. There's so many lies on this show.
There's so many lies.
That's not true. Yes, you are. But what did he say? Sorry, I cut you off. Who does he think it is? Did he mention
it? He didn't mention. He just said that he doesn't think that he's the best player on the team, but
he didn't
mention
any
names.
Yeah, that's a lie. I know. I know what lying looks like. Can't fool me.
I know what lying looks like.
Japan, by the way, let's see. I'm trying to pull up the world rankings right now.
I love this comment. While you look for that, I'm going to say this comment from, I can't read that name from here, but I can read the
Oso Blanco.
The Oso Blanco. Man, this show would be really wild after some Rakia.
I also don't know why I said that in an accent. I speak Spanish.
You said that in an American accent.
I wanted everybody to understand what I was saying, I guess.
Oh, I understand you. I've been, I'm hitting a 100-day streak on Duolingo today, so.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
That means I've been doing Duolingo for 100 days.
I don't know what that means.
It's an app that teaches you languages. I'm learning Spanish. I cannot believe you don't know.
I'm learning Portuguese, but I use Rosetta Stone. So.
Oh. You're a man of the classics.
Yeah. I'm
Duolingo's
old,
fun. It's like a game. Yeah, you are old.
By the way, I finished my research. Japan is the fourth ranked team in the world right now.
Wow.
Just so everyone knows. There you go, Yair. Take that to the bank.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely put a bunch of money on Japan.
Go for it.
That's what I do on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Ooh, we should do a little ad read.
Why not? You're in charge.
Your show is completely off the rails. So we had an outline and everything.
Well, I'm like looking at the timing of it all, and I'm like, yeah, we like probably need to get to that in a moment. Let's get to it now.
Okay.
Before we get off track again. Guys, do you know what it takes to be a diehard?
At DNVR?
At DNVR.
Yeah, you sign up.
You sign up.
That's right.
It's that easy. But like for something that is so easy, you get so many great benefits.
It's very true.
You are getting 15% off of your tab at the bar. You are getting 20% off of everything at dnvrlocker.com. You are getting 20% off of Broncos tailgates and the Nuggets party bus. 20% off Courtside Fits.
Courtside Fit. Courtside Fit.
He's been hypnotized to only say the Courtside words Fit. Courtside Fit. And that annual membership comes with a free shirt from dnvrlocker.com, not just once, but every year. And they are perfect for a Courtside Fit.
Courtside Fit.
You're also getting extra raffle tickets at all of our watch parties to win free gear. And we've had some crazy prizes. We've had snowboards. That Funslinger snowboard was like so beautiful.
Who got that, by the way?
I saw a girl get it and she was super excited. I didn't know her though.
Okay. That is a sick, sick gift.
Yeah.
Not every giveaway is built the same. Mm-hmm. Some of them are like.
That's why you can't miss a watch party.
No, you just got to come to every single one of them because you never know what's up for grabs. One time, sometimes we give away like personal items of employees.
What? Like, is that where my Shady Rays went?
That's where your Shady Rays went. I tried to give away Adam's car. He vetoed that. But you never know. You never know what's up for
the
grabs.
The guy still drove it away, but
yeah, the guy
Adam
took
had to
it,
go get it.
But
had
Adam
to go
was
get
mad
it.
At me. So, but you never know what you're going to win at the DNVR bar.
That's amazing. I will... I'm going to think of some items to donate.
By donate, you mean lose around the office.
That's exactly what yeah. I mean.
You and I are built the same that way.
Every time someone finds a pair of sunglasses in this office, in this studio, it's like, is this Votes? Is this Susie's? Are these the Shady Rays that we both lost?
My first reputation at this company was the guy who lost his shoes at work, which not a lot of people manage to do. I've done it.
I still don't
twice.
Understand.
Twice.
I don't understand how that happened. But yeah, you can become a diehard by going to thednvr.com.
I recommend it.
I highly recommend. You know what else I highly recommend?
What's that?
My buddies, Backus and Shanker.
Oh.
So when you get hurt, Backus and
Look
Shanker.
At that lower third. Wow.
Oh, yeah, there they are right there. If you're Fancy. Watching us on YouTube, you can see what Backus and Shanker actually look like. But when you get hurt, Backus and Shanker are here to help. They win for Colorado families, and they're helping those who are seriously injured in Colorado. They have been helping those seriously injured in Colorado for more than 25 years. And even better, even more helpful, especially if you've been through something traumatic like that, you are not paying anything until they win money in your case. There was no upfront fee to speak with them about your case. No fee while they work on it. Nothing unless they win money for you. Backus and Shanker has won over $1 billion with a B, $1 billion for their clients. And now with even more locations serving all of Colorado, including neighborhood offices in Denver, Aurora, Englewood, and Fort Collins. Backus and Shanker has the strength and power to win your case. More than 30 lawyers and so many staff.
I wish I knew about Backus and Shanker when I was in my car accident. I was a wee little lad, naive, lost in this big old world. Oh. And I didn't have a two-man game at my back like Backus and Shanker, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think if I had, I'd be, I don't know, filthy rich right now. So don't be like me. Get ahead of it.
If you could go back in time.
If I could go back in time, I'd go right to Backus and Shanker, Colorado's two-man game.
Yes. All right, so Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injuries where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks, scooters.
I wasn't at fault. That's
no.
what I'm getting
I believe at. You. I believe okay. you. They can even help you if you're injured at work. So call them at, you know the phone number?
222-2222.
Yes, and find out if you have a case for free. And Backus and Shanker wins. You know where I always win?
DraftKings Sportsbook.
DraftKings Sportsbook.
This is the segue show.
You know what? I think I've really upped my segue game. It's tough sometimes because Patrick is so good at them.
He is good at them. But listen, Susie, practice makes perfect. And as far as I can tell, Patrick doesn't work anymore. He's left you on your own all summer.
Everyone knows Patrick is so lazy.
That's it. Yeah.
And does no work.
I haven't seen him in like a year. So if he wants to be the Segway King, get back in here and drop some segways.
He's going to listen to this and hate it so much because he works so hard.
He works really hard.
He gets like 4 hours of sleep a night.
He does. I'm sorry, Patrick. I'm just kidding.
I'm so sorry. Patrick, we love and respect you. Please come home. All right, DraftKings, are you ready for the biggest Sunday in sports?
Oh, I'm so ready.
DraftKings Sportsbook, also ready. They are an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, and they have all the Super Bowl action you need. So new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. So check the sportsbook, check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day between 4 p.m. Mountain Time and 7 p.m. Mountain Time.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, but it's too soon for happy hour.
It is.
But you're looking at the app. You've got a pick for us.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Because I have your DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. And Susie, I think you're going to like it.
Oh, yes.
Right now, you don't have to wait. Right now, you can pull up that Super Bowl tab. Mm. You can get up to 100% profit boost on the Super Bowl if you opt in. And here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
The Eagles are favored. But with a profit boost, are you telling me I could get plus money on the best teams in football? Go Birds. Philadelphia Eagles are winning the Super Bowl. I hate myself for saying it. I hate everything about your sports town. But it's happening. Here's your DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week.
That was very big of you.
Listen, it's your show. I figured I'd throw you a bone.
You got to follow the money, too.
I actually think they are going to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Dem Birds. So, listen, I'm all about making you money here on this show. Get that DraftKings Sportsbook profit boost in.
Yes. Vote. Thank you for that awesome DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DNVR. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Are you making it rain?
It's my DraftKings Sportsbook money dance.
We got to bring it back to Shohei Ohtani.
Is he playing, by the way? Are we sure he's playing in the World Baseball Classic?
He is. So actually, we found this out yesterday. He will make just one Cactus League start.
Okay.
At spring training. And then he will go off to represent Japan in the World Baseball Classic.
That's exciting. Because mm-hmm. I was still hanging on to some antiquated reporting then. That's really cool.
Yeah, that will be cool. And he's like, he is just the coolest player in the world.
He actually is.
He is.
And if you're thinking about, well, we want kids to get, you know, we want to raise a younger generation of baseball fans. We want casuals to tap in. Like, he pitches and he hits. And he's maybe the best at one and one of the best at the others. And, like, this is it. You're not going to find a cooler story and player and product to market. So I'm really glad he's playing in this event. I hope more people get to see him play because not a lot of people are Angels diehards.
Want to watch the Angels? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm getting at, yeah. Including big time baseball fans. So this is really cool, man. There's nothing like him in sports right now.
No. You know,
it's like if Patrick Mahomes played free safety. There's nothing like it. Crazy.
We don't talk about him on the show.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yes. Even though he has baseball blood.
Oh, right. I went with the wrong sport. Could have just made a base, whatever. You get my point.
I get what you're talking about. But yeah, Shohei Ohtani is a dude that, you know, I'm starting to realize we're going to be talking about him for the next year, like we were talking about Aaron Judge for that whole year leading up to him signing a new contract with the Yankees. This year, it's going to be all about Shohei Ohtani.
And it's going to get outrageous.
I think it's going to get wild.
Yeah.
His contract is up at the end of the 2023 season. Here's something interesting, though. He might absolutely blow out of the water everything that he even did last season. So last season, runner-up for MVP, 34 home runs, and a 2.33 ERA. Which, like, what? That's insane. And, like, he didn't get MVP because Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs.
Yeah. Which, whatever. Whatever.
They're all great baseball players.
They're both amazing.
Don't
That's
get
the right
me wrong.
Answer. That's
do
right
I think
answer.
I'm better than Aaron Judge? Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, of course. I've seen you pitch.
Yeah, incredible. I'm the next Shohei Ohtani.
That's right. Ohtani, though, is better than you. I'm going to keep it
he
real.
He is. That's why I'm the next him. Because I'm not him.
Right. No,
yes.
I follow your logic.
Thank you. So he is. Shohei Ohtani was apparently kind of mad that he did not get MVP.
It's probably because he was, you know, also pitching.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. I actually think that's cool. I like when guys want to win MVP in any sport. I think sometimes we do this thing where we're like, well, I just want the guy who wants to win. I'm like, can they maybe want to win both?
Yeah.
Like, some people want to win MVPs and championships. And I like that. Be competitive. He is arguably the most talented player in baseball. He did just do something we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine if he wants that for himself because he earned it.
Well, he's not getting any, he's not winning anything with the Angels.
Right.
You know, they're not.
Yeah, it's not like that's on the horizon.
That's not on the horizon. So yeah, let him aim for something that he can actually achieve.
And you also have to wonder, I mean, look, the Yankees were genuinely a good team that stayed good because Aaron Judge was great for mm-hmm. a stretch of the season. So like he had a real argument. But from the Shohei perspective, it's like, okay, well, if I'm playing in New York and not Anaheim, I know it's California, but it's Anaheim. Like, mm-hmm. am I the MVP? I might be feeling that way too. So yeah. I get it.
Well, Angels manager Phil Nevin said that because Shohei was so unhappy about not winning MVP, he said, quote, "I know he's determined to have an even better year from last year."
That's terrifying. Is that terrifying.
Even possible? That is terrifying.
He seems like the great sociopath level of like baseball. Mm-hmm. Like just wants to get better, is obsessed
We're
with getting better.
We're not accusing Shohei of being a sociopath.
No.
He's monomaniacal. He is very focused on his sport and his craft.
A la Brady, LeBron, the best that they do it. He just seems like a guy who's driven by this. And even his routine as a kid to mm-hmm. become the two-way player that he is. Like, it's an obsessive, it's an unhealthy thing. So what I'm saying is society, give him the MVPs before it gets ugly.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, it could seriously get crazy. And if he pulls out an even better season than last season, he could go anywhere he wants to go. He could already go anywhere he wants to go. Right, but if he even just repeats what he did last year, I mean, the world is his oyster.
What is your heartbreak list for landing spots for him?
Ooh.
Like the I can't do this anymore. Dodgers?
Yeah.
Dodgers actually, are number one?
Dodgers are definitely one of the teams that everyone is talking about because they could do it. And he wouldn't have to move, you know?
That's true.
He wouldn't have to move That's too true. Far, at least.
He could stay in California, but actually enjoy it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Mets, I think that's another conversation because we know owner Steve Cohen has bottomless pockets.
That's right.
Unlimited funds.
That would actually be kind of cool. I'm going to keep it real. I'm fine. The Mets are due. As fun as it is to laugh at the Mets, like them winning it all or having that caliber of roster is fun. It's fun.
You know, they're doing real interesting stuff.
They're trying. They're going for it.
And I want to be happy for teams that are going for it.
I want to be happy for the Mets fans in my life because they haven't been happy as long as I've known them. You know?
I've never met a happy Mets fan.
They're not happy people. One time, I had surgery once and the guy stitching, it was like a surgery, it was like stitches, stitching my eye back up.
Oh, God.
I found out he was a Mets fan. This was right after the Cardinals had eliminated them in the National League Championship Series. And my dad mentioned that we're Cardinals fans. Dude, the guy had a needle in my eye. I'm like, can we wait 10 minutes?
Can we not
you know
do this
Mets
right now?
You know how Mets fans get, dude. But still
so
here.
So did he mess up your eye?
No, he did his job professionally, which I appreciated.
Which I guess, like, you know, you would get. Yeah. You would have your medical license revoked if you didn't.
If he did, he did spit on me at the end, though.
And charged you extra for the
spit. And charged me twice as much.
That's fantastic.
Sorry.
No, I'm reading the comments. Logan said, please, God, anywhere but the NL West.
Yeah, I mean, yes, agreed.
We agree.
Strong agree.
We agree, but it might happen.
The Dodgers, though, there's, take it back to your hometown. I saw probably just some teenager from Philly tweeting, but mm-hmm. he said, I swear to God, if Jokic wins another MVP this year, I'm done watching basketball. Oh. Which is the funniest thing I've ever read. But here's why I bring that up. If he goes to the Dodgers, I retweet.
That's you.
Retweet. Like, come on, man. Can we not? How about that?
Yeah. Well, they do need another pitcher now that Trevor Bauer is gone. Oh, yeah.
I would actually hate for him to go to the Diamondbacks even more than the Dodgers.
You know what? I think I would just because I'd be like, in what world do the Diamondbacks deserve a Shohei Ohtani?
If that's happening, just sign with the Rockies. You know what I mean? Like, what are we?
Like,
right.
So that's where the headline of the show comes in. Could Shohei Ohtani be a Colorado Rocky? What would it take?
I'm here. Which camera do I get? Yeah, middle?
The middle one. Oh, there we go.
No. Back to you, Susie.
Thank you. Thank you both. That was some tremendous analysis right there.
Listen.
And it's, I think it's accurate.
Yeah. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no for, let me see, this long list of reasons here. Give me a minute. I can set you up for this. Oh, look at that. Owner. Oh. No. He won't. Ownership paying, him wanting to do it, him having any good reason to do it. I wish I could say they're there, but they're not.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing, you know, he's, you know, he hits, but he also pitches. And this is not, this would not do, the Rockies would not do his numbers.
That's a
any
great point.
Good.
That
so
is
I could
a
not
point.
Imagine him wanting, honestly, maybe.
He wants his MVP too, as you just said.
Maybe he wouldn't even want to play in the NL West because of how frequently you have to play against the Rockies.
True. I alternatively, mean, he gets to hit at Coors Field as well. Mm-hmm. But I do see your point. Like, is we're just talking about a guy who wants this MVP. We know statistics are all important. Mm-hmm. And they'd be hurt by a lot of time pitching here. So that makes sense, too. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he might want to avoid us altogether.
Everyone tweet that at him. Don't sign with the Dodgers. You would have to pitch at Coors Field sometimes. And you'd hate that. You would hate that. Write him some letters. Send in some tweets.
Shohei, this is your message.
From
do
us.
With it what you will. I'll send
Don't
this
sign
to
with
his,
the Dodgers.
I'll send this to his people.
Thank you.
Let's speaking of the Diamondbacks, you have that tweet loaded, right? Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll keep talking. I just wanted to give you a heads up. Yeah.
We'll do it live.
So did you see the D-backs Avnet uniform patch?
No.
It's huge.
I need
it's
your help,
intrusive.
Yeah, here.
So MLB, they are so many of the teams are now including ads on their jerseys.
Sick, dude. Late stage capitalism.
Yes.
10 points.
But some of them look awful. So, like, the Padres have Motorola, and it's just, you know, the outline of the Motorola logo. It's just black. So, like, it's still there, but it's not, like, so obtrusive. The Red Sox have one that is just, like, it's Mass Mutual, and it's just a lot of blank space. And then if you can see right there on the screen here on our YouTube channel, that is what the Avnet logo looks like on the Diamondbacks uniform.
Okay. That's
so
pretty
it's big.
Big.
It looks heavy. It actually... the PHNX D-backs crew did a really funny job. They said, oh, every retweet this gets, we will make the patch bigger.
Even bigger, yeah.
And it, like, ended up taking up the whole stadium.
There it is.
K-Max is here in the studio.
It
she's our audience.
It looks like
she's
the Athletic logo from a distance.
Yes. It kind of does. So someone on Reddit posted this Photoshopped version where it's just the diamond, the triangle, whatever you want to call the shape of their logo.
Yeah.
Not the block, but just the logo itself stitched into the uniform.
That's much better.
And that looks so much better. But apparently, so this is, of course, on Reddit, so there's no proof to this. But someone on Reddit said, oh, I work for them, and they're redesigning the logo. So it maybe will look more like that.
There you go.
The hypothetical. So
I
hope
that's
that
interesting.
Is the case.
When the public reaction to your rebrand is so bad... Sometimes it's just easiest to switch your logo.
If you know, you know, folks. That's all we can say.
Sometimes. That's interesting. I hate the patches. I hate the sponsored jersey thing. I mean, whatever. It's we all know what we're doing as sports fans. We know it's part of it's a business. Mm-hmm. It's about lots and lots and lots of money, but I just don't. Last night I had one of these moments of like you bring your head up for air and you kind of realize where you're at, like just mm-hmm. an onslaught of advertisements. That's our whole life is just just advertisements just coming in, and it's a little exhausting, and they don't need to be on any uniforms. But they are, and this is a losing battle, so I digress.
We see ads everywhere. There is actually no escape. It's kind of wild.
It's really wild, actually. But like whatever. We also want our teams. We also want our teams to sign the best players and throw all the money around, and this is where the revenue comes from. So, you know, this is the way of the world, Susie.
Okay. So this one person is in our comments every single show asking if the Athletics are relocating to Vegas. I don't know. I kind of don't think they are. They still no news. Thanks. Thanks for your questions.
I really hope they don't, by the way, for so many reasons. I mean, not that, like, it's...
I personally feel like Las Vegas would like to start fresh with an expansion franchise.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that would be so fun. They don't need to take Oakland's like one thing away.
I know. And I love, like, baseball is a sport that has room for something like the Athletics. Something. it's an ugly little stadium. Like, the jerseys are, like, maybe you like them, but they're also a little weird. It's a team that, like, is kind of easy to forget about sometimes. But I like that the sport has room for them, and the league has room for them. They're like a little, they give character to Major League Baseball.
We had got the funniest comment. Yes, ads are everywhere. Look down at the coffee table on your set.
Listen,
what ads?
We live in a society, Oso. We live in a society.
Also, we genuinely love our sponsors. First of all, we get to work with Breck Brew and Illegal Pete's. I was there last night eating a quesadilla. It was delicious.
It's very, very smooth segue into an unsolicited ad read. I love Illegal Pete's. I love advertisements. I've always said this, so ad partners, keep them coming.
You know what?
Also, you're wrong. I'm not wrong. Yeah. You're being advertised. We're not.
Yeah, that's right.
We are going to get into this really incredible segment that Patrick put together. I participated in because he's on vacation, but he's still a team player. But first, we are going to segue into talking about Game Time. Is Game Time going to be how I get my Super Bowl tickets? Because it is the hottest ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, shows, Taylor Swift, Super Bowl 57, the Beyonce tour. I got a lot of things coming
up
this year.
You have a lot to look forward to.
So much to look forward to. But you can get those seats that you've only dreamed of sitting in with Game Time. 50-yard line, courtside.
Courtside fit.
Thank you.
Third baseline fit.
Third baseline fit. If you want a third baseline fit, a behind home plate fit, floor seat fit, it is all possible with the Game Time app. The biggest last minute price drops can be found on the seats you never thought you could buy. I use it for Rockies games. I'm going to use it when I go down to spring training. I'm going to try to use it for the Super Bowl. I'm definitely going to use it.
Go Birds.
When I end up going to, I'll go to a couple of Rockies games as a fan. I'll use it then.
As a fan?
As a fan, because I can't get enough Rockies even on my off days.
You're the only person who said that in like a year, so.
Yeah, I'm not well in the head. I don't know why my therapist is graduating me. I'm still very disturbed.
We know. Yahir and I have figured it
out.
Yeah,
we figured it out. Yeah. Like,
she's breaking up with
me.
Okay.
Relax. Relax, everyone.
It's a nice way of like.
But you know what always makes sense? Game Time. So join more than 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best deals to all of your favorite events and hit the link in our description to save on all those tickets. Green Mountain Dental Group. Look at these teeth.
When's the last time you went to the dentist?
I'm due. I need to be calling Green Mountain Dental Group because they are our friends. So many of our coworkers have gone there for all kinds of stuff. Routine, wisdom teeth removal, just like all of the, anything you have, any issue.
Any of the dentist stuff.
Any of the dentist stuff. They've got you. Yeah, they're our friends. They take care of all of our members. And it helps that the Rockies are, what am I reading right now? The best part, when you schedule a cleaning x-ray exam with them, you are getting a Sonicare toothbrush.
Free Sonicare toothbrush. It's one of the best deals
Caitlin,
we
is
have.
That true?
It's been true.
Caitlin, is that true?
Green Mountain Dental
Group.
She would
know.
They're one of our OGs. They're one of the first we've had. And they're trying to give you free Sonicare toothbrushes so you can take better care of your teeth. And then when you visit them, they can take even better care of your teeth. And it's like a snowball, and your teeth just keep getting better.
Well said. Well said. I don't know why this Green Mountain read has me so twisted, but...
We all get flustered sometimes,
Susie. We get so flustered.
Yahir ended the show by accident 10 minutes in.
He
so
just looked again like he...
This isn't even a top three mistake of the show.
I was literally terrified the show ended again because you just said the show ended, and I'm like, wait, what?
Green Mountain Dental Group, thank you for dealing with us through this read. Tell the team at Green Mountain Dental Group that DNVR Sports sent you and get a $300 discount for a full orthodontics treatment.
Wow.
For new patients. And if you mention DNVR Sports, you could get a free set of bleach trays That's a $350 value. So that's crazy. A really good deal. And the trays last such a long time. Like, they're expensive to get. Getting them for free, that's huge. And also, you will have them forever. So that's that.
Go to the dentist, friends. Don't forget.
Green Mountain Dental Group. Yaya, are we ready for this segment?
Uh-oh.
Let's do it.
Yaya.
All right, well, we're not getting a new ballpark here in Colorado, and we're not getting too many upgrades. Dick Monfort, a week and a half ago, did say that the only real updates and upgrades they're going to have is on the suite level. I guess they did one side of the suites and then not the other, so now they're going to get the ones down on the first base side.
I'm going to finish what they started.
Yeah. Have you ever sat in any of those suites before?
I haven't. I have no connections to people who have suites.
We were up there for the Elvis Shake tasting.
Oh, right. Yeah, we were like up in the area.
But not in the actual like suites, the little nooks themselves,
yeah,
which are pretty neat. The Twins, we talked about some of the updates that the Guardians are getting for next year. They're getting the party deck, the Progressive Field party deck.
That's an epic party deck.
But the Twins are getting a new scoreboard. So this is what their previous one looked like. Pretty big. I mean, you can see what the upper deck is, and you're like, that's gigantic. The one they're going to get now, boom, even bigger. Basically, it's very similar to what the situation was at Coors Field, where you kind of had these advertisements, right? You had a square. You got a box of sorts, and instead of having a permanent advertisement,
they would change.
Let's make that into the scoreboard. So it still takes up the same amount of space, but now it's just gigantic. It's like 76% larger than the one they've been using. I was surprised it was only a $30 million project.
Only $30
million? I was like,
I feel like buying eggs right now costs me $30 million.
I would think so. Technology is cheaper than eggs.
It truly is. I like that. You know where that'll come in handy? That beautiful widescreen?
When?
They're having movie nights.
Oh, there you go.
Because Sandlot Day, at Coors Field was so fun.
Oh, that was great. The nice thing about Coors Field is their scoreboard is, just above the concourse. Mm-hmm. So you're not craning your neck. Mm-hmm. That one at Target Field, you're like in the front row type situation. Yeah. Unless you've got like, reclining seats. You're going to be kind of far away.
Well, people sit on the field for those games too.
True.
So lay down.
Not during the game. That would be.
Oh yeah. No, not during the game. Like after the game, when you watch those, that would be chaos. Wow.
Wow. We'll have to explore that. Like, what would it mean where you get to have just two wildcard people running around on the field?
That sounds like something they do in Banana Ball.
That would be. We have to explain that to Tiffany soon. She's asked.
She has no idea.
She wants to be tutored.
She would love it.
Apparently these video boards only last for 10 years.
Really?
I would have thought maybe more than that. But
when you think about it, how long does your TV last at home?
Well, you're asking the wrong person.
You don't have a TV. Patrick doesn't have a TV, folks.
I have not owned one in at least 15 years.
Allie, did you know?
No.
One, Alyssa, the look on Alyssa's face.
Are you surprised?
All right, Alyssa, I'll do one better.
Okay.
1 year for Christmas, my parents and my wife's parents both got us flat screen televisions, the exact same one. We got them to return it because we didn't want it.
Wow.
I don't know that we recouped the cash to, the cash exchange,
value?
The cash value on that.
Wow.
I didn't really care.
For a gift to be named later.
Nope. Yeah. But now, of course, we're just like watching TV on an iPad. So, I mean, there's not as much of a difference.
Yeah.
It's just that when the television's there, it's just like, it's talking to you. It wants you to turn it on. And the next thing you know, an hour goes by. It doesn't happen quite as much with these smaller screens, if you will.
Yes.
You know,
Patrick is an interesting man, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Thank you very much. 14th year in Target Field's history.
I love Target Field. I went to Target Field in, I think, like 2008 or 2009. Mm-hmm. And it was already so ahead of its time. So many Instagram opportunities before Instagram was even a thing.
That's like a real thing. Like there's like photographic spots, right?
All over the place.
I think you told me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been there. And that's always
impressed.
In the top 10. I feel like Target Field is always one of those where no matter whose list you're looking at, it's somewhere in the top 10. Like Coors Field.
Yeah.
Coors Field is almost always in the top 10, if not top 5. It's a great ballpark. Comerica Park is getting some changes to its outfield, center field. The dimensions are moving in 10 feet, 422 feet to 412. This is the second time that they've actually done that. Like when they first built it, because there's the bullpens in the outfield. That wall was where their true outfield was originally
what
located.
What is it, Coors Field out there?
They screwed something up when they did
They did not plan correctly.
The wall in right field's gonna be lowered to 7 feet, so we could see some more certain types of home run robbery. Mm-hmm. That will be entertaining, I think.
Yeah.
Salt Lake, have you ever been to the ballpark? Have you ever even been to Utah other than driving through it? We established this
I've never even driven through Utah, even though it borders the state. So I've been to almost all of the states. I've been to 45 states. Utah is one of them. I've been to 45 states, and two of them are states that border the one that I live in.
Or states you haven't been to.
States I haven't been to, yes.
Gotcha.
Sorry, yeah. That was confusing.
You got to go to Moab. Moab, we talked about it last week. That's the spot. It's okay.
There's glamping.
Yeah.
Can glamp?
There was a murder. Yeah.
There was a murder?
That girl got murdered there.
In Moab?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They should write a book about that. Did she play baseball?
Patrick, this is serious.
Oh, crap, my bad. You're right. That actually was a little inappropriate. All right, so they're getting a new ballpark, apparently.
You're too stuck on the true crime of that baseball prison book.
From yesterday, yeah. So this is Smith Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Look at those views. Very Albuquerque isotopes.
Why does Salt Lake have better mountain views than Coors Field right now? Oh, right, because there's too much built around Coors Field now.
That is true, mm-hmm. Yes. These are beautiful Wasatch Mountains in Utah. I've never been to the mountains. I've driven through that area. Mm-hmm. And I was impressed with Utah. And Moab is really the only other place that I've gone to.
Yeah. No, I need to drive through Utah at some point. I need to go to Utah. Because, again, I'm so close to getting to all 50 states.
There you go. About 6-hour drive maybe from Denver to Moab.
I can do a 6-hour drive.
It's not bad. Yeah, this ballpark was originally built in 1994, according to the mayor of SLC. Is that how you refer to Salt Lake City, SLC?
I guess so.
Yeah. Are you an SLC punk?
I don't know what that means.
That's okay.
I have no idea what that means.
But Mayor Aaron Mendenhall said that they're going to be able to spend about, or they have spent $45 million in renovations to this ballpark since 94.
And that's like almost like, I guess not now, but that like feels like half of a new ballpark.
Of a new minor league park. Mm-hmm. And they've only gotten $4 million in revenue out of it.
Oh.
That seems, that doesn't make sense.
Are they running a scam?
Well, the mayor's putting that on blast. That doesn't make sense. Well, you know, that's the thing is that a lot of new ballparks, if not all of them really, they don't actually give back to the community as much as people think, like financially. Like it creates jobs, mm-hmm. but somehow that doesn't actually translate into like revenue. Like it's good for the community, and I guess it helps the real estate around. Mm-hmm. But I guess, I don't know, maybe they're taking certain measurements in a silo and they go, okay, but how much is it just bringing in? It's not as much. So
I knew it took a couple of years for Dunkin' Donuts Park to become profitable.
Okay.
But I think they turn a profit.
I would think so.
And they pay rent to the city.
Yeah.
So
it's helped that downtown area. The new ballpark is going to be like 15 minutes south in South Jordan. So won't be ready till 2025, but keep your eyes out for that. My eyes were caught by new jerseys from the Everett Aqua Sox of the Northwest League.
I love the name Aqua Sox. No, yes. I haven't seen these.
All teal. Look at these.
Wow. Okay. So you're not missing any of these guys.
No.
They look like highlighters. They look like the blue highlighters.
And they got the pants too. Like you can go jersey, okay, but if you go highlighter pant.
And people complain about the green pants on the City Connect uniform. These are aggressive.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a lavender pant. How about that?
For the Aqua Sox or for the Rockies?
For the Rockies.
Yeah. I mean, no.
You can just go all lavender.
Too many. No, that I feel like the Rockies someday will go full lavender for some kind of alt jersey. Because just where style is going.
I think so. I think you have to do that.
That would be wonderful.
I'm sure Nike would kind of force that conversation more than the Rockies would force it. You know what I mean? But I think that would be good. Sell some good merch.
Putting it out there.
The Winston-Salem Dash, they're going to be selling a lot of merch because they're going to have you. Are you sitting down? I don't have my glasses on.
Are you sitting down?
You are? Okay. They are going to have 10 different jerseys this season. 10.
Wow.
Is that too many, Susie?
No.
For a minor league team. Big league team it is, right?
For a big league team, that is obviously way too many. No one would let that happen. But for a minor league team, anything goes.
That is a lot.
So who are they dressing up as throughout the season?
They got one home, they got one away. There's two. Classic. They got Salute to, a series of Salute to, mm-hmm. Salute to the area, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and the Carolinas. Because mm-hmm. I don't believe there's actually a team in minor league baseball in South Carolina now.
Really?
No, Charleston no. River Dogs. Yeah, Charleston. Okay. They might be the only one. Mm-hmm. And then they've got specialty theme nights. They've got like five of those. One that's just labeled salsa. So I think that's probably
salsa
there.
Salsa the food or salsa the dance?
Or salsa the beverage?
It has to be the dance.
Is it salsa or salsa?
Salsa.
Salsa or salsa?
Salsa.
It's a Seinfeld what? Thing. Okay.
sorry, we're young.
That's the FOCA. So. That's probably the Copa de la Diversión.
Yeah, okay.
Connection there. So it's, I guess they make good salsa down there. They're going to be the Warthogs, which is just some like alternate identity.
Okay.
They got their Marvel Defenders of the Diamond. And they got right. two surprise ones coming out.
Surprise ones.
And Susie, you're going to break the news on one of them right now. What is the 9th of 10 special edition Winston-Salem jersey for the 2023 season? I know you've got a lot of inroads down in the minor leagues, particularly in the North Carolina area. So go ahead and tell folks down in Winston-Salem what they can expect this year for the 9th specialty jersey.
The Winston-Salem Hunters, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
No?
No, I mean, you're right. You're the one telling people. The Hunters. And the theme is, clearly...
The theme is archery. There's going to yes. be arrows on fire and... We're gonna shoot them at opposing players.
They're basically just gonna try to do the Savannah Bananas. They're just gonna steal all that gimmick. The Hunters, look for that one out there. We talked last week about sponsorship decals, and I had referenced something, but we hadn't actually talked about it on the show. There's an article about the Phillies talking about some of the transactions that they had made and how that's gonna help them with getting money for their new sponsorship patch.
Like how bringing so? In,
well, you're bringing in marquee names, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, obviously is a big one. He's already there, but you bring in some of these marquee names. Now the brands are going to be attached to them. So when I read that, it did make me think, was that partially what the Rockies were doing in signing Chris Bryant?
They wanted a marquee player to slap an ad on.
Well, we knew they definitely wanted a marquee player.
Yeah.
And they wanted to slap an ad on somebody. But I think, you know, you maybe look at who was going to be available this offseason. They go, eh. Or we could even wait until next offseason because there's no guarantee that they're going to come to agreement on a patch for mm-hmm. an advertiser this year. And Blue Jays were that team who said that they're waiting on the market a bit for this new concept. So the Blue Jays might wait. So I think they might have looked at the free agents over the 3 years and said, you know, Chris Bryant checks off enough of the boxes for us, mm-hmm. so let's go after him. He's a little bit of flexible, you know, position-wise, so mm-hmm. I think he might even play a little bit of right field, according to Dick Monfort. So he can play some first base. I don't know if we'll see him ever again at third base, but he's flexible, and again, he's a marquee name that you can, to use your words, slap an ad on.
Slap an ad on him.
Slap that ad on him, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
But it's true. So it did make me think that and reflect on that, like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. that very well could be, you know, part of the strategy behind that if you're trying to get as much money as possible from these advertising patches this year or next.
That is a good, good point. Because, yeah, even though the Rockies window is not open right now.
Right.
Rockies still want to get that revenue. They don't want to miss out on that.
They want the bag.
Get them the bag.
They do.
Get them the bag.
Speaking of getting people the bag. Yeah.
What's that?
That would be the same.
That was the toss. I was like, I remember filming this one and Patrick having a very weird toss back to us. Speaking of getting the bag.
Getting all these bags.
I've got a bag of questions for you. A little would you rather.
Segue.
I did it. Would you rather have to live in Boston for the rest of your life?
Nope.
Or in Philly for the rest of your life?
Good question. Philly. I actually... My resentment of Philly sports is more rivalry based than resentment based.
Mm.
So Giants, Eagles,
of course,
Nuggets, Jokic, Embiid, 76ers. Mm-hmm. So, and then like in Jersey, there are a lot of people that are just like somehow Philadelphia sports fans, and you're like, yeah. No, but you live in this one,
the in between.
I know because you're not New York or Jersey or PA, but yeah. I think Boston I hate with every fiber of my being.
All right, good answer.
So that one.
All right, I was curious to see where you'd go with that one.
It gets colder, too. Boston gets colder.
It gets so cold.
So cold. No offense to everyone that likes Boston. I just think you're wrong.
Well, I lived in Boston.
I want y'all to be offended.
Yeah.
I lived in Boston for a bit. Cold. And it's really cold. I went back to visit And I was like, how did I live here? Like, it's so cold here. And then I took like one sip of my beer and I was like, oh, this is how I did it.
That's right.
You drank. I was in my early 20s and I was drunk the whole time.
That's it.
That's how I did it. Would you rather vote? Mm. Would you rather be a rascal or a silly goose?
I think I'd rather be a silly goose. I think I'm more of a rascal.
You are a rascal.
To be honest with myself, but I prefer to give off. I prefer to give silly goose.
It's giving silly goose.
It's giving silly goose.
Would you rather watch a no-hitter or watch an absolute slugfest?
I would rather watch the slugfest but tell people that I was at a no-hitter. No-hitter. Like, no-hitter is genuinely interesting to me, and mm-hmm. I love watching the pitchers' duels. I think if I'm live drinking some $13 beers, I probably want to see some home runs.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
If I'd never seen a no-hitter live, I would say give me the no-hitter.
Have you seen a no-hitter
live? I have seen a no-hitter live. So because of this, I would say home runs.
All right. Would you rather your team never wins a World Series, but they're in the playoffs every year? Or
what do you mean? I'm a Cardinals fan. That's what the last just kidding.
So would you rather have the current situation you're in, or they win a World Series, but they are below 500 for the rest of your life? And since this is really happening to you,
I know.
This should be easy.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say the first one. I can't do the rest of my life of not enjoying my favorite team.
So you want to at least have the hope and then not yes. get the prize.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, to like, you know, I've seen a few championships, so.
I'm Brendan Vogt. I like a good baseball
I've seen,
team.
I know. I like, my dad told me to like a team when I was a baby, and that's that. But it's worked out for me.
I'm blaming your dad for all of this. One more. Would you rather... Let's say there's a movie about your life. Would you rather be played by Danny Trejo or Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito.
Yaya, what about you?
That one's a tough one, man, because I'm a Danny Trejo fan, but DeVito's acting skills, mwah. They're just out of this world. The way he played that Eminem in that Super Bowl commercial, we'll never get over it. So probably Danny DeVito.
The Eminems are... in a terrible state right now, though. They fired the green one.
They did. No, Danny DeVito, I would probably just swap places with him full stop. So I think I want him to play me.
I like that. You were a good sport today. Thank you.
You were.
We can't high five because everyone knows that I don't know how.
Good hosting.
Guys, this has been super fun. You can't leave yet. Listen, follow.
Are we done?
The show's still going on.
Okay.
Follow all the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. Where can we follow you, Brendan Vogt?
I'm at Brendan Vogt. How about that? On Twitter.
Yeah. Do you know your Twitter handle yet? Where can we follow you?
I still don't know it, man. Just follow DNVR_Rapids. That's the one I care about
good
more.
Plug.
Good. Future owner of the Rapids over here. Follow him.
That's my ambition for sure.
Yes. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. We are going to continue at this 11 o'clock time spot for the rest of the week. We have AJ co-hosting tomorrow.
Oh, man, that's going to be a very different show. Are you excited to actually talk baseball tomorrow?
Yeah, I actually
that
am.
That should be fun.
He's like low-key a baseball guy, not just a hockey guy.
He's in every sport guy.
He knows
guy.
Everything.
He's in every sport guy.
He is in every sport guy.
Shout out AJ.
He's a draft guy, too. So, like, anything with any draft, any sport, he'll catch
what
you.
What a weird thing to be, a draft guy.
Susie, before you leave, can you show your shoes? I think they're really cool.
Oh, thank you. These things. Yeah. So these are barefoot shoes. So they're very flexible, and they have a very wide toe box.
I need those, too. I'm a wide toe. They're really cool. Just wanted to get that out of the
Thank
way.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, I'm all about foot health. Don't tell the feet guys.
Yes.
I didn't want to talk about the feet guys on the show, but you made me show my foot on...
Sorry, on the internet?
On the internet.
Yeah. It's covered. It's I didn't like think that clothes. Through.
It's a, yes. Anyway, we're going to end the show. Follow all of the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. That is all I have to say. And Vote, do you know what they say about me closing a show?
That it could go anywhere.
It could go anywhere because I don't know how to do it.
There you go.
So we will talk to you again tomorrow at 11 a.m.